Okay, next case is case number 10,749. Now, this is the one. The lady's going to be building the proposed two-story residence.
Gosh, I know we granted a lot of... I know we granted a lot in Swan Keys, but... I mean, it's just, to me, obvious, it'll fit.
I mean, he said he could move it over.
Yeah. I mean, I think the motive here for variance is she wants a future garage, and then he said in his testimony that, you know, he offered her a porch or a garage.
He offered what?
The porch or a garage. Well, it's obviously she wanted the porch.
Yeah. Two-story porch.
I think it's worth also noting this is another one of these two stories, so it's not like the old days when they were all double wides, one story they were trying to squeeze in. Now they're two-story double wides, and it's a lot of structure for these little tiny lots.
And it is stick-built. I mean, he answered that question. It's not a modular. It's restrictive to a certain size. So.
And it hasn't been built. I mean, No. I don't know if y'all looked at in the further back standards, you know, for relief, the form that if you know to assist them, but possibility of development, the 2A as we heard tonight, and you know can properly developed in strict conformity with zoning. They wrote maybe. And has it been created by the applicant? And he wrote yes, but all the other neighbor properties created the issue, you know. Is a variance necessary to afford relief? Another maybe.
Yeah.
I'm inclined to vote no on this one.
Mr. McCabe, how do you feel?
Fence.
Huh?
I'm on the fence.
You're on the fence, okay. We got one decline. One decline. How are you, Mr.
He said it could be mover. It don't meet the standard for granted.
That meets the standards, okay. Mr. Workman? Mr. Hudson?
I
one and one.
I think being it is stick built and it can be moved over, I'm not inclined to vote for it. And I might also add that I didn't really want to vote on the other one in Swan Keys until we figured out this one. That's why I didn't do anything on that one. So.
Mr. Mills?
Yeah. I don't think it meets standards.
Okay. Well, no further discussion. And that's how the board feels. I'll be open for a motion. Right?
Mr. Chairman, in the case of 10,749, I don't believe they meet the standards for granting a variance. Therefore, I make a motion to deny.
Second.
Yeah, I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Mills that we deny case number 10,749 because it does not meet the standards for the granting of the variances. All those in favor of the motion, with the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Case is denied. Okay. Madam Secretary.